由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
I want to begin by telling you that in many cultures in the world, a person's reputation is his most prized possession.
首先我想跟你说的是，在世界上很多文化里头，一个人最宝贵的财产就是他的声誉。
One's reputation can be more important than money, power, or prestige.
一个人的声誉呢，可能比钱、比权、比威望更加重要。
In some cases, one's reputation is more valuable than life itself.
在某些情形之下，一个人的名誉甚至比他生命的价值更加高啊。
Of course, like everything else, an obsession with one's reputation can lead to hypocrisy.
当然，好似其他事情一样，当一个人系沉迷于去追求自己嘅名誉嘅时候，好可能成为一个伪君子。
It can lead to an unhealthy concern with external appearances.
佢会导致到好唔正常咁样去注重外表。
It can lead to dual personalities, one in public and the other in private.
可能会导致有双重人格，例如公众场合一个样，回到家有另一个样。
And this problem shows up repeatedly in the pages of the Bible.
而在圣经里面，我们都见到这个问题是反复地出现的。
In the Gospels, we learn how Jesus condemned the Pharisees for their obsession only with their own reputation.
在福音书里面，我们看到耶稣很强烈地谴责法利赛人，很沉迷于自己的声誉。
Their external appearance and style rather than substance.
他们沉迷于外表和仪态，而不是他们自己内在的本质。
And Jesus rebuked that obsession for a good reason.
耶稣斥责这种沉迷是有原因的。
For if a person's reputation becomes his obsession,
就是当一个人去沉迷于名誉的追求上面，
Then that person will do everything possible to hide his real identity.
那这个人就会想尽一切办法去隐藏自己的真面目。
He or she will pretend to be what they are not.
他所扮的人不是他自己来的。
Someone said the following.
有人曾经这样讲，
If you spend too much time polishing your reputation, your character will become tarnished.
如果你花太多时间来沽名钓誉的话，那你的品格就会失去了光彩了。
Often we are the last people to know our own true reputation.
通常我们总是最后一个知道自己真实名声的人。
And that is why the only reputation that you need to be concerned aboutis your reputation with God.
因此你唯一需要关注的名誉就是你在上帝面前的名誉是怎样。
The only reputation that really matters is your reputation in heaven.
唯一真正重要的就是你在天堂里面的名誉。
And when your reputation is right with God,
当你在上帝那里有好的名声的时候，
He is the one who will give you favor with people.
他才是让你在人群当中成为最受欢迎的那一位。
Today's message to the Church of Sardis is a total message of rebuke.
今日我们要讲的是耶稣写给撒迪教会的信息，是完全一段斥责的信息。
The resurrected, ascended, reigning Christ looked at the believers in the Church of Sardis and Christ could not find anything good to praise them for.
那位复活、升天、掌权的耶稣基督，当他察看撒迪教会的信徒的时候，他找不到可以赞他们的地方。
All he saw was a church that was living on their own past reputation.
他只是见到一个活在自己过去名誉当中的教会。
And they were doing nothing for the present.
但是现在却是什么都没有做。
Listen to the words of Jesus to the church in Sardis in Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
让我们一起来看下启示录三章一到六节，三章一到六节里面写信给撒迪教会里头的内容。他说你要写信给撒迪教会的使者，说那个有上帝的七个灵和七粒星的话，我知道你的行为，按照名字来讲，按照名誉来讲，你是活的，其实却是死的。你要警醒，坚固那些剩下将要衰微的，因为我见到你的行为，在我的上帝面前没有一样东西是完全的。所以你要回想你昔日是怎样领受，怎样听见上帝的话语，又要遵守并且要悔改。如果你们不警醒的话，我一定要临到你们那里好像贼一样。我几时来到你一定不可以知道，但是在撒迪那里你还有几个是未曾污秽自己的衣服的，他们要穿白色的衣服与我同行，因为他们是配得的。凡亲得胜的亦都要这样去着上白衣，我亦都不会从生命册上面去涂抹他的名字，而且要在我的天父面前和我天父所有的使者面前认他的名。圣灵向众教会所讲的说话，凡有耳朵的就应该去听。
700 years before this message was sent to Sardis by Jesus, Sardis was one of the greatest cities of the world.
在耶稣向撒迪讲这段说话之前的700年，撒迪是差不多全世界最有钱的城市。
The wealth of Sardis was legendary.
他为什么这么有钱，这么大呢？
But then, for 2 centuries, it vanished from history under the Persian rule.
他有钱这么大之后，竟然有两个世纪在波斯人统治之后，他啊从历史上面消失了。
But then, after those 2 centuries, Sardis surrendered again to Alexander the Great, who built it as a Greek city.
过了两个世纪之后，撒迪人又再次归顺了亚历山大大帝。亚历山大大帝就将撒迪建成了一个希腊的城市。
Then history repeated itself.
历史又重演了。
After the death of Alexander the Great,
当亚历山大大帝死了之后，
Sardis was defeated once again.
撒迪人又再次打败仗。
And then finally it was taken over by the Romans.
最后就由罗马人接管了。
Why am I telling you all of this?
为什么我要跟你讲这些呢？
Because Jesus takes what has been characteristic of the culture of each city, and then he warns the Christian in that city of the pitfall of adopting those cultural mores.
因为耶稣总结了每座城市的文化特征，然后警告那个城市的基督徒，如果他们接受了这些败坏的道德习惯风俗，你就会陷入危险。
So what was it in Sardis?
究竟撒迪是怎样呢？
The people of Sardis had the reputation of being lazy.
原来撒迪人出名懒啊。
The people of Sardis were known for relying on their reputation and wealth.
撒迪人是很过分地依赖他们的名誉和财富。
And they failed to protect and defend their city.
他们不能够好好地保护和守卫自己的城市。
The people of Sardis preferred soft living and easy going, and they became prey to foreign invaders.
撒迪人喜欢舒适，喜欢轻松的生活，这样就让到他们成为了外来入侵者的猎物了。
And those cultural characteristics of laziness and easy life were adopted by the believers there.
而这种好逸恶劳的文化特征亦都体现在他们的信徒身上。
So, the resurrected Christ saw that this cultural characteristic had crept into the life of the believers in Sardis.
復活的耶稣基督看到这种文化的特征已经蔓延到撒迪基督徒的生命里面。
And Jesus became deeply concerned.
而耶稣很关心这件事。
There are three things here in this message that are spelled out by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在启示录三章一到六节这段信息里头，耶稣基督就讲了三个重点了。
First,Christ's rebuke of them for their false reputation.
第一，耶稣基督斥责他们那些虚名假义。
Second, Christ's cure that will restore their faith.
第二，耶稣基督医治他们，希望能够恢复他们的信仰。
And thirdly, Christ's acknowledgement of them in the final revelation.
第三，在最后的启示里头，耶稣接纳了他们。
So here they are, rebuke, cure, and acknowledgement.
所以这三点就是斥责、医治和接纳。
First, Christ's rebuke of them for their false reputation.
首先，耶稣基督斥责他们的虚名假义。
Jesus has the seven spirits and the seven stars.
耶稣拥有七灵同埋圣经记载的七星。
What does that mean?
乜嘢系七灵？乜嘢系七星呢？
The number seven indicates completion or perfection.
在希伯来文化里面，七这个数目是代表完成或者完全。
Jesus is letting us know that the Holy Spirit has a total and complete knowledge of every single individual believer.
耶稣是话紧俾我哋听，圣灵是完完全全咁样了解每一个信徒。
And he has authority over every single church that belongs to him.
耶稣拥有每一间属于佢嘅教会里头嘅权柄。
And that is why he is exposing the spiritual bankruptcy of the believers in Sardis.
因此他们要揭露撒迪的信徒在属灵上面破产的光景。
Jesus said, you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
耶稣说，按住名来说你是活的，但是实际上你是死的。
Those believers acquire the reputation for being active in society.
那些信徒在社会上面得到了活跃的名声。
Those believers acquired the reputation for being involved in their city.
那些信徒在他所在的城市得到一些积极参与的名誉。
People were coming from everywhere to study their organization.
好多人来到学习他们的组织，学习他们的架构。
But in reality, Sardis was a spiritual graveyard.
但是实际上，撒迪是一个属灵上面的坟场。
My listening friend, outward appearances can be very deceptive.
各位亲爱的朋友，大家都知道呢，外表呢，经常会迷惑人的。
Outward appearances can be very soothing.
外表很容易令人放松的。
But remember this.
但是请你记住啊。
When the world speaks well of you, watch out.
当这个世界去夸奖你的时候，你要警惕。
When the world begins to praise you, watch out.
当这个世界开始称赞你的时候，你要警惕。
When the world begins to identify with you, watch out.
当这个世界开始认同你的时候，你要警惕。
Your reputation with God, not with the world, is all that matters.
真正重要的就是你在上帝那里的名誉，而不是在这个世界上的名誉。
The world looks at the outside, but God, through the power of His perfect Holy Spirit, looks to the inside.
这个世界很注重外表的，但是上帝却透过完全的圣灵看通人的内心。
You have the reputation of being a spiritual giant, but Jesus knows the real you.
你或者有着属灵巨人的美誉，但是只有耶稣才知道真实的你。
In fact,That is the one thing Jesus said that drove the Pharisees crazy.
事实上，耶稣所讲的这一点，正正就击中了法利赛人的要害。
Jesus consistently exposed the hypocrisy of the Pharisees.
耶稣不断地揭露法利赛人的假冒为善。
And they did not like it any more than this generation of Pharisees likes it.
但是我想告诉你，今个世代的法利赛人和当时的法利赛人都不喜欢这种的批评。
Christ admonished them regarding their false reputation.
耶稣针对了他们的假名声提出了警告。
Secondly, Christ cured to help them restore their faith.
第二样嘢呢，我们讲完第一样之后呢，第二样就是说到基督的医治是帮助我们能够恢复自己的信仰。
What is this cure?
这个医治是什么呢？
Jesus said, wake up.
耶稣说起身啊。
Probably the best word picture that I can use to describe the Christians in Sardis would be this.
或者我想最能够体现撒迪基督徒状况的图画应该是这样的。
Imagine a smoldering fire.
你想一下一个冒着烟的火堆。
Much of the fire has died down.
大部分的火已经熄了。
But there at the bottom are some coals that are still burning.
但是在个底呢，还有一些炭在烧紧的。
This is what Jesus is saying to that small remnant that still has some spiritual spark left.
这个就是耶稣所说，剩下还有小部分有属灵火花的人。
He is saying, wake up and ignite the rest of you.
耶稣就同佢讲话，起身啦！你要点着其他嘅人啊
！Wake up and see with your spiritual eyes the dismal condition that you're in。
起身啦！用你属灵嘅眼睛睇清楚你所处嘅凄凉境况啊
！Wake up and go back to the truth of the gospel。
起身啦！你翻到嚟福音嘅真理上面啦
！Wake up and repent and weep。And be sorrowful over the condition of the church.
起身啦，你悔改啊，并且为教会嘅境况悲哀同哭泣啊。
I want to tell you about a historical incident.
我想同你讲一个历史嘅事件。
In 1904, the Holy Spirit's fire began in Wales and then spread to the rest of the world.
在1904年，圣灵的火就由英国的威尔士开始燃点，跟住就去到整个世界的每一个地方。
During that awakening, shops were closed in the middle of the day for prayer.
在那个大觉醒的时期，那些铺头在中午会因为祈祷而关门。
Prayer meetings were jammed to the walls.
我们见到那些祷告的聚会啊，挤到水泄不通。
By December of 1904, newspapers were publishing the names of the new believers.
去到1904年12月，报纸就刊登新嘅信徒嘅名单啊。
70,000 in 2 months.
两个月内有70,000个新嘅信徒。
As a result of this outpouring of the Spirit of God.
因为上帝的圣灵大大地浇灌啊。
People were healed.
人就得着医治。
Restitution became commonplace.
复兴随处可见。
All because faithful believers began to pray for the spark of the Holy Spirit to ignite the church.
这个都是因为忠心的信徒祈求圣灵的火花来点燃教会之后所产生的结果。
But revival will not happen until those who claim to love the Lord wake up and recognize that our world is in desperate spiritual condition.
直到那些声称爱主的人警醒并且意识到我们的世界已经处在一个属灵的绝境的时候，这个复兴就会来了。
Christ's spiritual cure was to wake up。
你想想，耶稣在属灵上面的医治就是要人起身。
Remember, repent and receive the power of the Holy Spirit afresh。
你就可以记住悔改并且再次接受属灵的能力。
So first we saw Christ's warning regarding their false reputation。
那我们正话看了第一点，就是基督对假名声的警告。
Secondly, Christ's cure to restore their faith。
第二点就是基督的医治能够帮助他们恢复信仰。
And now we come to thirdly, Christ's promise to acknowledge them in the day of the final revelation。
现在我们来到第三点，就是耶稣基督应承会在最后启示的日子去承认这些人。
For those who are faithful to Jesus,
对那些忠于耶稣的人来讲，
Jesus gives them twofold promise.
耶稣赐给他们一个双重的应许。
First, they will be clothed with white robes.
首先，耶稣会为他们披上白袍。
White robes were symbols of festivities.
白袍呢，是有一些庆典啊、庆节的时候才会穿的。
We know this from the parable of the wedding feast, that the wedding guests will have a robe handed to them by the groom.
这一点我们可以从婚宴这个比喻当中去了解到，新郎会亲手递给每一个来到参加婚礼的来宾一件白袍。
White robes are also symbols of victory.
白袍亦都系胜利嘅象征嚟噶。
In Roman culture, after a major victory is won, they wore white robes and they called their cities white cities.
喺罗马嘅文化里面，当嗰座城市获得一场重大嘅胜利之后，啲人就会着上白色嘅袍，仲话自己个城市叫做白城。
And white robes were also symbols of purity.
白色呢，亦都系纯洁嘅象征。
For those who keep themselves from being soiled by the stains of the sins of this world，
嗰啲保守自己免受呢个世界嘅罪恶污染嘅人，
They will receive the white robes of the righteousness and purity of the Lord Jesus Christ。
佢哋将会得到主耶稣基督公义同埋圣洁嘅白袍。
Also, white robes stand for the resurrection.
同时白袍是代表着复活。
Those white robes are not ours.
嗱，你要记住，呢啲白袍唔系我哋嘅。
We did not and cannot earn them.
我哋冇办法，亦都冇试过系有机会去得到、去赢到佢。
Those white robes are given to the faithful by Christ as a gift of grace.
呢啲嘅白袍系一份恩典的礼物，是耶稣基督奖赏给忠于他的仆人的。
The second part of the promise is this.
好，第二部分的应许了。
The believers' names will not be wiped out of the book of life.
原来信徒的名是不会从生命册上面被除去。
But rather they will be acknowledged by Jesus before his Father.
反而耶稣会在天父上帝面前去承认这些的信徒。
In the ancient world,
在古代的时候，
kings kept registry in their palaces.
在西方的君王呢，通常都会将户口的名册放在自己的皇宫里面。
In that registry, the names of all citizens were written.
在那本的户口名册里面，就记载了所有国民的名字。
Only two conditions could cause the name of a citizen to be removed from the registry.
只有两种情况才会让对一个国民的名从这个的名册当中被除去。
First, if the citizen committed a crime against the state.
第一，这个人犯了叛国罪。
And second, when that person dies.
第二，就是那个人死了。
In a far, far, far greater way,Jesus has a book in heaven.
但是你想想，比这件事更加有意义，也都更加重要的是，原来耶稣在天上面都有一份的名册。
In that book, the names of all his faithful children are written.
在这本的名册里面写低晒他所有忠心的儿女的名字。
They are written in the blood of the Lamb.
是用羔羊的血去写的。
And the reason they are written in his blood is that no one can erase them.
羔羊在圣经里头就是耶稣啦。那为什么要用耶稣的血来写这本名册，就是因为没有人可以将它抹走。
And on that day, I know I'm going to be standing there listening to my name.
在那一天，我知道我们的上帝会在那里去大声去叫我们的名。
And when Jesus calls out my name,
而当耶稣叫到我的名的时候，
when Jesus acknowledges me before his Father just as he promised,
就好像耶稣应许这样，他在天父上帝面前承认我的时候，
I'm going to shout, I am here, Lord Jesus.
我会大叫，主耶稣，我在这里。
Thank you for saving me.
多谢你救了我。
Thank you for keeping me.
多谢你保守了我。
Thank you for acknowledging me.
多谢你接纳了我。
I have acknowledged you before men.
我已经在众人面前接受了你了。
Now you have kept your promise and are acknowledging me before your Father.
现在你也都信守承诺，在天父上帝面前接纳了我。
When the roll is called up yonder,
当在那里名单被念到的时候，
I'll be there.
我会在那里。
Will you be there?
不知道你会不会在那里呢？
You can decide today to be there.
希望你今天都做一个决定去不去那里。
If you want to pray with me this simple prayer, it can guarantee you being there.
如果你愿意的话，你可以跟我做一个简单的祷告，就能够保证你一定去到。
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
Forgive me my sins.
请你饶恕我的罪过。
Give me the courage to be who I am.
请你给我勇气去尽自己的本分。
Receive me into yourself.
请你接受我进入到你里面。
And give me the gift of eternal life.
并且赐给我这份永生的礼物。
In your name, Jesus, I pray.
奉你的名字，耶稣基督，我祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。